History's Greatest Speeches, Black Voices. Written by Sojourner Truth, Booker T. Washington, Mary E. Church Terrell, Ida B. Wells, W.E.B. Du Bois, Thurgood Marshall, and Nelson Mandela. Performed by Rochelle Young, Will Chris, Cassandra Freeman, Devereaux Chumra, Rosny Moje, A.K. Murtada, and Amir Abdullah. Sojourner Truth, Ain't I a Woman? Sojourner Truth was born Isabella Bumfrey in 1797 and grew up a slave on a New York estate owned by a Dutch American named Colonel Johannes Hardenberg. As a young woman, she fell in love with a fellow slave named Robert. But Robert's master disallowed the relationship, and Isabella was forced to marry a slave named Thomas, with whom she had 5 children. Isabella was promised that she would be freed after the passage of the New York Anti-Slavery Law of 1827, but her master broke his promise, resulting in Isabella's fleeing the estate. Soon after, Isabella found religion and became a preacher, changing her name to Sojourner Truth in 1843. Miss Truth eventually became involved in both the abolitionist and women's rights movements, and in 1851, at the Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio, she delivered the following brief, impromptu speech, which has become one of the most famous speeches on the subject of both abolishing slavery and acknowledging the rights of women in a free society. Sojourner Truth died in Battle Creek, Michigan, in 1883. Performed by Rochelle Young.
Well, children, where there is so much racket, there must be something out of kilter. I think that twixt the Negroes of the South and the women of the North all talking about rights, the white men will be in a fix pretty soon. But what's all this here talking about? That man over there says that women need to be helped into carriages and lifted over ditches and to have the best place everywhere. Nobody ever helps me into carriages or over mud puddles or gives me any best place. And ain't I a woman? Look at me. Look at my arm. I have plowed and planted, and I have gathered into barns, and no man could ever heed me. And ain't I a woman? I could work as much and eat as much as a man when I could get it and bear the lash as well. And ain't I a woman? I have borne 13 children and seen most all sold off to slavery. And when I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. And ain't I a woman? Then they talk about this thing in the head. What's this they call it?
Intellect.
That's it, honey. What's that got to do with women's rights or Negroes' rights? If my cup won't hold but a pint and yours a quart, would you be mean not to let me have my little half measure full? Then that little man in black there, he says women can't have much rights as men, 'cause Christ wasn't a woman. Where did your Christ come from? Where did your Christ come from? From God and a woman. Man had nothing to do with him. If the first woman God ever made was strong enough to turn the world upside down all alone, these women together ought to be able to turn it back and get it right side up again. And now they is asking to do it.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?